Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today to join together all of your complaints. It's the Bridesmaid's Bitch Line. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Weddings are not always about love. They are very expensive and very frustrating, and everybody drives you nuts who's involved in a wedding. So vent to the Bridesmaid's Bleep Line.
It's been a terrific week for Bridesmaid's Bleep Line messages, or month, I should say, because as it ramps up, people are reaching their wits' end.
It almost becomes a competition, it seems.
Who's got the most jacked up wedding experience? Yeah. So the voicemail fills up now a couple times a week, and we curate the best messages off that voicemail, 877-25-BRIDE, if you haven't already put it in your phone. And you can join the ranks of the voicemail leavers, like this person.
Here's my question. Why is it that whenever you have a DJ, they're always like, please, put in a request. And the guy doesn't even freaking play any of the songs you're requesting. He plays stupid old songs that nobody knows, and nobody wants to dance to, and it's usually by the same artist every single time. And you're like, dude, I've asked for 18 songs. Can you play at least one? Please.
She did not get her dance on at that reception, and she's mad.
That is a woman driving home from a wedding who did not wobble. That's all she wanted. I just want to wobble.
Okay, thank you so much, Tiffany, for this horrible experience. The pictures took 4.5 hours. 4.5 hours. And by the time we got to the reception to have dinner, everyone was so exhausted and hangry and miserable that no one wanted to dance afterwards. And I got in a huge fight with my boyfriend. So thank you. Thank you for the invite.
4.5 hours for pictures.
That's
you
got to
be riding a unicorn across a rainbow for those pictures.
I've been to a wedding like that, and by the time we showed up for the reception, half of the wedding guests had left and taken their gifts with them, like the gifts they left on the table, because they were furious that they had waited like 2 hours. Nobody ate until the bridal party showed up. I mean, no. I know, especially like old people, they're hungry and tired. Like, they're going
to
leave.
I didn't realize this, but this was pointed out to me at my own wedding. But do you guys know that the old people at weddings just wait for the cutting of the cake and then run for their lives?
That's all they are waiting for. You cut that cake, they get a bite, they out.
Yes.
Mm. Bye.
Like our wedding, like we lost 50, but every parent's friend.
Yep.
Gone. The cake was cut. Gone.
Because that's like the last traditional thing you do, and then like the dancing and, and drinking and whatever continues. But as far as like tradition goes, oh yeah, old people are out right after that.
I mean, I think we cut the cake and then wandered over to the bar to do a shot with y'all or something, and then I came back. I'm like, what happened? Like all the only people left are my super drunk friends on the dance floor.
Hey, I was just calling because I wanted to say thank you so much. I feel so special being one of 16 bridesmaids. I'm glad that we've been friends for the past 20 years and that you were able to narrow it down to 16 of us. I feel special. I feel loved and so happy to be one of many, many people celebrating you.
She's one of 16.
She said sarcastically.
Really unique. Can you remember all those names if you have 16 bridesmaids?
How do you coordinate anything? 16. Oh.
Hey, girl. Thanks for getting so sloppy drunk at my wedding that you had multiple wardrobe malfunctions. That's exactly what I wanted everybody to remember about my wedding. The girl with her stuff hanging out the whole time.
Bro. If somebody's going to hang their stuff out, it better be the bride. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, buddy. Guess what? I don't care if it's 80 degrees outside. I'm not going to give you a glass of water so that you can sit there in the sunshine and hold up my wedding. I'm just the wedding planner. I don't care if you die of exhaustion. Sit the down so I can get the bride down the aisle so you can come back inside and have a cocktail. This is not your wedding.
Dang.
Is it just me or have there been a significant number of wedding planners calling this year, more than in years past?
You think at this point they are just, they've just had it?
Breaking point, maybe. All right, time for one more.
So I'm a wedding planner, and I'm in my best friend's wedding. So not only am I the wedding planner, I'm also in the wedding. Now, I know that that's my career, but that doesn't mean I want to plan your wedding. I just want to be your friend. And I'm the only person in the entire wedding party that is single. Everybody else is either walking with their spouse or their fiance. I'm the only freaking person that is single. And not only do I have to plan it, it's a destination wedding. So I have to buy my own plane ticket because I have to go before everyone else because I have to view everything before everyone gets there to make sure that everything is accommodated for them. So I don't even get to enjoy the fact that it's my best friend's wedding.
Oof. That girl needs just one more Adderall and everything will be perfect.
Let it all out about a wedding happening in your life? Don't tell the bride. Tell the world. Call the Bridesmaids text line at 877-25-BRIDE and let it all out. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.